Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and Dungeon Master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Now, let's get on with the show. Okay, so you leave the observatory, you walk back down the hallways, and you go in search of a place to sleep for the night. There are more than plenty to have everybody have their own room. You probably have 20 or 30 rooms apiece. Like,
dibs on these 30.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, I know that she said. Sorry, you're right here. I know you said that it's safe. Do we feel like we're all going to be good sleeping in our own rooms? Do we need to take watches?
Do you want to for the first night or
yeah, maybe
see? Or I don't know. You don't seem to be the most trusting type, Amber, so I'll let you make the call on that one.
What? Who, me?
What makes you more comfortable?
I mean, I feel kind of weird if we're all just like, alright, let's go to our own rooms and go to bed.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't done that in months.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that very much.
Yeah, I think all of us go, that doesn't feel right. Even the ones who aren't as cautious as me.
Yeah, it's like, gross.
So maybe, like, we each have our own rooms, but we still do, like, we just do these, like, four rooms right here together, and we still have a watch. Does that seem reasonable?
Sure.
Yeah.
Want to do the dome or no?
Well, if we're in separate rooms.
Oh, we're in separate rooms.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Gotcha. I missed that part.
Well, so DM, I open the door. How big are the rooms? Like, are they like a monk's cell or are they like a, you know, a king size bedroom? Like
a
hotel room?
Like a hotel room.
It's like a luxury hotel room. There's like, you guys would know what indoor plumbing is. It's not weird. You're not savages.
Speak for yourself.
I was going to say, he's literally a barbarian.
Okay. So there's rudimentary indoor plumbing. So there's literally like, there's a giant copper bathtub in all the rooms. And
so like, even though this place is like thousands of years old, they like, it's been upgraded.
Okay. Wizards.
But they upgraded it to what it was like 400 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the line from Hamilton, like, immigrants, we get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
When he said wizards, I'm going to be like, wizards, we get the job done.
Yep.
So Galen's going to say, I mean, one of these rooms is bigger than the dome that we've been sleeping in for the last, I don't know how long. So, I mean, if you each want your own room, we can do that, or we can just all share this one room. I don't care. Just whichever you're more comfortable with.
I definitely don't want my own room. At least it feels strange.
Let's just grab the mattresses, and apparently we'll, you know, have a slumber party.
Wouldn't be different from anything else from any other night.
Yeah, but we have this now. We have comfy mattresses and comfy pillows.
That is really exciting.
So I'm just saying, I'd rather not. I mean, I'm very used to sleeping on hard surfaces, but if we don't have to, that's kind of nice.
Rosman says, "I remember sleep. It was nice."
So you're just awake all the time.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm. You know the feeling when your hand goes to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's me all over.
Ew.
Ooh.
All the time?
Yeah.
Ugh.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be a ghost.
So, yeah. All the time. So, I feel weird and my memory's fuzzy sometimes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You know what I really miss, though? Food.
Hmm.
So probably shouldn't cook and eat right in front of you?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I'm fine. I'm a grown up.
Okay. I just don't want to be impolite.
If you get real impolite, I'll just possess you. And that's a joke. I can't actually do that.
Oh, thank goodness. I was scared for a second.
Just kidding. Nah. See? Oh. You're right. Bards, the worst. Yeah. They don't know how to take a joke. And she's like, see ya. And she like zips off down the hall.
Well, she's fun.
I kind of like her.
Yeah, I can tell. I was just saying, like, because you don't like anybody.
Mm-hmm. I know.
She doesn't even like us.
The first person that you've met this entire trip that you've liked is a ghost.
Is a dead wizard.
Yeah.
It's because she knows that the dead wizard can't do anything to her. Well, as far as we know.
Yeah.
Vegar says, should I stay in the hall?
Hey, he can just... Hey,
you're welcome to come in the room, bro.
I was going to say, he could...
Wash the door.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't sleep either, do you?
No.
He can watch it from the inside, he can watch it from the outside, whichever he'd rather.
That's true.
I think I'll talk to the stones.
Oh. Okay. So he I mean, there's a lot of history there.
So he will wait outside. So you have a guard posted all night.
Again, I don't think I trust just the, you know, random stone guy to, you know. I feel like we should still do a watch.
I mean, I'm going to get my 4 hours and then I'll be good. Do you want me to get my 4 hours first or second?
I mean, I think we can do what we normally do. You take the last two. Sorry. I'm starting to get tired. I was yawning a little bit there.
All right. So he'll go and grab several mattresses and haul them all into the one room. Kind of make a pile of bedding and stuff. Like, you know, get what you want.
Yeah.
Are these like queen size mattresses?
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody's got enough room to do whatever they want.
All right. So I have this new spell that I've been working on called Legend Lore, and it gave me a little bit of insight on somebody. Do we want to know about this Forrester guy?
I personally do, but I don't know
if
it matters to everyone else. I don't exactly know him by the name Forrester, but I've heard the name Agamemnon.
Same, yeah.
Yeah.
And if he did something to Bell, or if he was...
Yeah, I mean...
In opposition to Bell, I'd like to know.
Well, I feel like, again, it's another thread of something that's at home for you guys. So, that's...
Well, my point, sorry, to... this was, is there anything else that's more important for us to get some insight on before we go to sleep?
No. Mm-hmm. Unless it's about where we are in the world.
I mean, I have to name a person or a place, so I guess I could name the place or object, yeah.
So place or so not a person?
It could be a person.
Okay.
I just wasn't sure if I could do a place. That's why I was confused.
I don't know. Which do you think is more important?
I feel like between where we are currently in the world and Forrester, I feel like Forrester's...
I think Forrester might be more important. The where we are in the world might be more relevant.
Relevant for to right now. Yeah, that's what I think as well.
But do we...
Because
for
we
the
can't...
longest time, we called this the Library of Tomoke. We're not in Tomoke.
Exactly.
So what do I call this place?
The library?
I don't know if that's going to be specific enough.
Well,
maybe we should have asked.
I mean, she's your buddy, so why don't you go ask her?
Do you feel like that's going to get us something? Or do you just need to name the continent we're on? Will that give us more?
I think I should name or describe a thing. So if I think the more information I have on it, might be the better. Because I don't know where we are. I don't know if there's multiple of these libraries. I don't know if there's... I don't know.
Yeah. The thing about, yeah, like, I know you guys want to, we all want to know more about Lord Forrester, but we can't do anything with that information yet. So yeah.
My thought was, honestly, maybe we can give that information to the ghost if she could.
Yeah. I think we're going to be here for a while. So mm-hmm. you can do this every day. Is that right?
I can do it at least once a day.
Okay. Right now. Mm-hmm. So, but maybe it's more important that we try to at least figure out something more about the library before we go explore it tomorrow. So I will go back out and see if Rosamond is at the desk. Rosamond?
It takes a minute. She actually comes to the floor. Yes.
Hi. So, random question. What is this library called?
Well, that's a good question. Everything that I've seen just says library. Or, like the home of the White Order, but that feels weird.
Okay. That was really my only question.
Okay.
Thanks. So we'll see you tomorrow. It felt weird saying it because I guess it's like the never-ending day for you. So, anyway, all right. I'll see you later.
We'll see you some other time.
There we go. Okay, I'll head back and okay. So she says that it's just called the library, but also like the home of the White Order.
Okay. So I'm going to cast Legend Lore.
Okay.
And I'm going to name the library that is the home of the White Order.
Okay.
And see what I can get from it.
Okay. So you get that this sprung up it sprung up around the same time that people began being devoted to Altana, that its initial purpose was service to and for and in her name. You get that somewhere along the way, about or once Odin came on the scene as her champion. So once Odin came on the scene, corruption crept in, and then there was a period of reform, and then history like kind of just dies off, or knowledge about the place dies off.
I don't get anything about like where it is or anything like that?
No.
Not much that we didn't know already. It's, the White Order was originally Altana's. Then Odin came around and corrupted it. And then that's about it.
Now I will say, so the text of Legend Lore, the more information you already know about the thing, the more precise and detailed the information you receive is. So as you learn more, you can recast it.
Okay.
And I can get more precise.
Well, anything else we need to do before bed?
I don't think so.
Do we have any more of those little things to identify? From the desk.
Did we bring all those with us, or did we leave them? Did you bring them?
I have them in my bag of holding. So I'll pull out the little, any of the, like the, there's a little gnome and a couple other things.
I'm going to identify the gnome.
So you cast identify on the garden gnome.
Mm-hmm.
It is revealed as the garden gnome of growth. There we go. A small garden gnome that encourages your plants to grow a little bit faster and healthier.
Anybody plan on getting into some horticultural endeavors?
I do not have a green thumb.
No, wasn't really planning on it.
Okay. This little gnome will let your gardening endeavors grow a little bit better. So, any of these other things useful to us, or should we just get to bed?
I have no idea at this point. I kind of think all this stuff is just kind of fun, random stuff.
Yeah, kind of like kitschy, you know,
knickknacks.
Yeah.
Life improving things, but nothing that's going to like revolutionize the world.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
All right. I think we should just get to bed. I mean, there's so much we need to go through here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Indeed.
I think we could spend years here.
And still probably not get through all of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's multiple lifetimes worth of stuff here.
I mean, at least it's organized, so we have that. But you don't have, like, a, you know, magic to read everything really fast, right?
If I had that spell, you know I would have used it already.
I know, I figured. Maybe that's what we should look for, yes. A spell to, like, read fast.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, if you're not getting anything else, everybody goes to bed.
Do our watch thing.
Do your watches. Watch is uneventful. Nothing happens. For you guys, what is about 7 a.m.? There's a thud, thud, thud on the door.
I'm up, so I go.
Okay.
Hello.
It's Vekra. The ghost came by, asked if you wanted food. I didn't know what to tell her.
I mean, if she has food, we'll probably take food, but thought she couldn't eat.
No, but you have to, so logic says you need food.
This is the weirdest thing. I'm hearing this conversation as I woke up. We have a statue who's telling us a ghost wants to cook food for us. In a library on the other side of the world.
Honestly, the ghost just asked if we wanted food, didn't say they were going to cook food. They may have just have stores. I don't know how much they can affect the world, but...
Well, I mean, I could touch the ghost, so just saying.
I wish that was the weirdest thing that's happened to us. It is still very odd, though.
Yeah. Well, I guess we need to go see if the ghost can cook. Dindal, wake up.
What? What's going on?
I think the ghost is cooking us breakfast.
With what ingredients? Guess we'll find out.
I'm not sure. Well, did you guys see outside? There was like fruit trees and stuff.
True. Guess we'll see.
I think I'm still sleeping. You said the ghost is going to cook us breakfast?
Well, the statue just asked... said the ghost stopped by. Yeah.
This is the weirdest game of telephone.
I mean, okay. I'm cool with it. Let's go eat.
Okay. So, you guys, like, by the time you get out in the hall, Rosamund has come back. She says, oh, you're all awake for breakfast. No, I'm not going to cook.
Mm. Why am I a little disappointed?
I mean, I was promised food from a ghost, but I mean...
I'm a little
what
bummed.
She turns to Vekra. Sir, what did you tell them? I told them that the ghost came by, asked if they wanted food. She goes, you and your perfect memory. Food is this way. Follow me.
Sounds good.
So she leads you out to the garden. So as you walk down the hall, the orchard is on the left. The orchards and the vineyards are on the left. You can see it more clearly by sunrise. Orchards and vineyards are on the left, and then, but like botanical, and then or not like hanging gardens. So you know, all different kinds of plants, and then also vegetable gardens are on the right side of this outdoor area. In the midst of that, there's a long table, and she says, last night I was looking around, and I found a spell book, and there's a spell called Hero's Feast. And seeing as the monks haven't lived here, or not monks, there were some monks, but that's neither here nor there. The former occupants have been gone for a long time. Food doesn't necessarily keep outside of like fruits and vegetables that just keep growing. So, and she looks at Catherine. She's like, I know you're a wizard.
I am.
So I figured you might be able to cast this spell.
Okay. Have I ever heard of this spell before?
Roll intelligence.
That's a natural 20.
You have heard of this spell.
It's in the back of my head. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yep. Sorry, I had to pull the spell up. This is a weird noise. I'm sorry. Conjure a feast appears on the surface of an unoccupied 10-foot cube. 1 hour consumed, disappears at the end. So resistance to poison damage, immunity to frightened and poisoned. Your hit points increase by 2d10.
And all wisdom throws are made with advantage.
Yep. So.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and let's roll 2d10 temporary hit points.
Is anyone else concerned that we're eating a hero's 100%? Feast?
No, not at all. No, of course not.
Absolutely.
So all in all, your maximum HP goes up by 10.
Is that temporary? What is it?
It's hit
no,
point.
No, hit point max. Okay. You said by 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, this is a nice breakfast.
And it is. It is. It's probably the most luxurious breakfast any of you have ever eaten. And it's kind of one of those things where, like, you think of something and you happen to, like, that wasn't here, but it is now.
We had some good breakfasts earlier, so that's pretty impressive.
All right.
It's better than that rabbit stew. I mean...
Hey!
You take deep offense to that.
I do. Because that's what I'm eating right now.
Honestly, it's an exact copy of Amber's.
I love it.
So, you consume the Hero's Feast. And the day is yours. Rosman says, I'll be around if you need me. Just, she's like, actually, there's 4 bells on the table that I scrounged up. So, like, ring a bell and I can find you.
Okay. Dindal? I think you feel comfortable leading the charge.
Yeah, let's head over to section C7.
Okay. So, you walk back in, and you walk over. So you walk into the main area. What is that called?
Atrium.
Yeah, the desk. There we go.
Circulation desk.
That's the one. You pass the circulation desk, and so you go in the second northern arch, and it takes you about 15 or 20 minutes, and you find C, you find the whole C section, and however big this atrium entranceway thing is, this library is massive. So from the walkway you walk in on, there's at least 60 feet of bookcases above you and probably equal that below you.
Oh man.
There are staircases and different mezzanines that you can walk on. There's ladders and like, it's a whole tightrope situation. You literally you can strap into a bucket seat and like pull yourself along. You know, so you're dangling 60, 70 feet, you know, over the ground, grabbing books off bookshelves.
Anyone want to go on the little gondola thing?
No.
I mean, I'm the one that needs stuff here, so yeah. I'll get in the gondola thing.
Sweet. Okay. I'm going in with him.
Okay. All right. So before you two are currently pulling yourselves to where you need to go, what are the two of you doing?
Just kind of, I guess, looking to see what else is here.
Yeah, just kind of browsing.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Roll perception.
Perception or investigation?
Perception. Because, so you're on a walkway.
Guys!
Just roll another nat 20.
Yes.
Sweet. Dang. Christmas.
That's like your third or fourth tonight.
I know.
How many is it actually? Is it four? Three?
I think it's three.
Three. Yeah.
You get a luck point.
Ooh. See, that's what happens when you roll good.
Do I get luck points if I do so many at once?
I think you've rolled that many.
You start taking death saves.
I'll do it.
No.
Quit
trying to avoid yourself.
Got a three.
I'm sorry.
I rolled a two.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. If I do this, though, it's a natural 21.
Yeah.
But I am looking for dragon, that kind of stuff. So
yeah. So where the whole C section kind of goes off one way,
mm-hmm.
you look around and D is literally right behind you.
Yeah, that's where I'm wanting to look for stuff.
Okay. So we'll come back to let you do your investigation. So Galen and Dindal, you guys are, it's less gondola, more like standing platform.
Okay.
You pull yourselves out on. It's got like a brass gate, and there's like 10 or 15 feet to move around. There's a small table in the middle, so you could like pull a book off, set it on the table, read it, put it back. So you pull yourselves to the C7 section, which is about 70 or 80 feet from these two. Roll your investigations to start looking.
Not nearly as good.
Okay.
It's a 14.
Okay. So you get to the section Galen's looking for. Roll investigation. No.
24 or 17. 14. 14.
Oh, sorry. I missed that. 20.
You were looking stuff up because we found stuff.
That's right. 24. Mm-hmm. Right.
24 okay. And 14.
Okay. So you find there's two volumes. One is it's a red leather bound book. You would guess the size, probably 300 pages. And then there is a roughly the same size blue leather bound book. You pull both out. The red book says, the rage of Ertalacti, and that's, it's spelled stupid because I'm dumb. make a note and just text me to send you how to spell it afterwards. Okay. And then the blue book is called the delight of Leti. And then Leti is just L-A-E-T-I.
L-A-E-T-I?
Yep, Leti.
Well, that was pretty easy. And did we hear the name Leti before?
You have, from the Gorai.
And that was the... What was it called?
Aboleth?
Aboleth, thank you. I couldn't think of
the word. So, the Kraken's name is Leti.
Oh, okay.
The Aboleth's name is Ertalacti.
Okay.
So, quick refresher. The Gorai, they told you that... So, when Altana was at the height of her power, there were two creatures, Leti, the Kraken, and Ertalacti, the Aboleth. They were both raised by Altana. Ertalacti grew to resent Leti and fled Altana. So they were sister beings, but they essentially, like, jealousy drove the Aboleth away because Altana showed favor to the Kraken. And so Dindal, based on those titles, one is probably an account of the Aboleth, the other account of the Kraken.
All right, there you go.
I will take the books.
Okay. I'll tell you now. So you need to spend 2 uninterrupted 8-hour days apiece to finish the books. So 2 days for each.
Can I do a scan with my detect magic?
Yeah.
Since we're here, I'm just going to like look around.
Yeah. So just as you scan all of the books, there's a low level or like a low latency magic.
Okay.
Probably due to like the magic ink that they were writing with. There are a few that it's like, oh, that's got a little bit more magic to it. But it doesn't pop off as like a spell book or, you know. So it might be dealing with the magical nature of a thing, which would lead it to have more innate magical presence, I guess. What?
I didn't say anything.
You didn't have to.
Can I not look at my friends?
No.
Yeah, that's fair.
So are we in C7?
Yes.
Do you want to go over to E7 and see if there's anything? Or do you think this is it?
I mean, may as well, just to check.
All right. How far down is E? Is like E like 3 rooms away?
No, you have to go back and you have to go...
4 days journey.
Yeah. So you guys were on C, directly opposite is D.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to get back on the walkway and like go over one.
Okay. So we'll go over to E7 and.
Okay. So before that, I'm gonna jump to them. So Catherine, you rolled a natural 20.
Yes.
To
look for
dragon stuff.
Yep.
So, you find a dragon book.
Okay.
Like literally like the first thing you look for.
Hey, look what I found.
Oh, well, that's impressive.
That was easy. I thought it would be harder.
Yeah.
It's called The Anatomy of Dragons.
Oh, okay.
A survey. What?
I didn't say anything.
I could hear you screaming.
Yeah. When you say anatomy, are we talking like physically? Like,
yep.
Okay. And then I'd love more of a history book about dragons, so I'm going to keep looking.
Okay. You keep looking. You get on one of these gondola is the wrong word, platforms.
Yeah.
Bracken, you go with
her? Yeah.
Okay. You're kind of like...
Yeah, nothing I really am looking for, I think, would be in this section, is my guess.
In D.
Yeah. Well, I guess I could look for anything about death cults. I don't know if that would be specifically here, but I'm going to kind of browse.
Okay. Roll for me.
Thank God. What is it? Investigation?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not bad. The... Okay, yeah. 18.
Okay. You find a book called Death and All of His Friends.
Okay.
A Survey of Occultists.
Okay. Does it by any chance say who the author is?
It does not.
Okay.
None of these books have authorial names.
So Death and All of His Friends, A Survey by Occultists?
A Survey of Occultists.
A Survey of Occultists, okay. Okay.
I love libraries.
Nerd.
I know, right?
Okay.
All right. So then, Catherine, you wanted to look for more of a history book. I'm going to let your natural 20 carry.
Okay.
So you do find this one is it's a small, it's like three books.
Okay.
You just find it says Interactions with Dragonkind.
Okay.
Volumes 1-3. All right, so Bracken. The book that you found, it's mm-hmm. going to take one day. So all of them are going to take minimum a day.
Okay. To read?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, Kathra, yours are going to take 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah. So 2 days apiece because you have two books.
Okay. Do I find anything else or just that one?
That's the one that sticks out.
Okay.
There's like 6 or 7 like death related books,
mm-hmm.
but that's the only one that by title specifically mentions.
Yeah. Okay.
Death cults
sticks out. It wasn't shelved back quite properly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take note of where those are just in case like I want to come back to them. Okay. But...
Write E4 in your notes.
Okay.
So, you guys go over to E7. Go ahead and roll for me.
Where are my dice?
I can genuinely promise you I do not have them.
Where are they?
They're in the room somewhere, probably.
Roll a legend lore.
Hey, you had a dice right there. You can use that one.
It's just my special thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, gosh.
The nat one.
Oh, no.
That's because you guys messed with my dice. This one wasn't being well trained.
That's so funny.
Caitlin, what did you roll?
A 9. Apparently it was C7.
Yeah, not you're E7. Just not you're not finding what you're looking for.
Don't you have a reroll?
I mean, I've got an inspiration. I can roll.
Well, I was talking to Danny.
You also have a look.
I just want my dice.
They're in your bag somewhere.
I'll roll one of my DM inspirations that I got.
They're in the very front pocket.
Danny, you can re-roll that one.
Yeah.
They cursed your die.
That's better. It's a 15.
Okay.
Why did you touch? I have no bonus to my Investigation.
Okay.
So, gotta mess with the DM, but he wouldn't leave.
So you cursed my dice?
What can I say except you're welcome?
That's better.
Well, it couldn't be worse.
It can't get worse.
That's true.
17.
Okay. 17 and 15. So together, the two of you, you find it's not exactly what you're looking for. So Galen, you remember the conversation you had with the octopus fane?
Yeah.
That came on the boat. What you end up finding, it's a map of, it's a survey of the Southern Oceans. And so it's got land masses and islands and so. That is tangentially beneficial to your search. So you've helped him find that. And you can use your cartographer's tools to help him when he searches through it.
Where's that sexton?
Wait. Sexton or yeah. Sextant? Because a sexton is a officiant from a church. A sextant is a piece of navigational equipment.
Whatever one is the one you want. Which one do you want?
I don't need the sextant because that's for using the stars to find your latitude. And I don't need to do that.
All right.
The episode is literally going to be called Sextant/Sextant. You're welcome. That's episode 50, you guys. Woohoo! My notes are chaos. I'm like writing over my map. These are insane. Okay. All right. So all in all, you spent about 45 minutes. And you all kind of come back together on this plot on the walkway. You all have books in hand. Jenny, why do I keep calling her Jenny? I don't know.
Wasn't there a ghost they made in Estricus named Jenny, right?
Yeah. She owns a bar.
Yeah. A bar, right.
Yep.
It was like based off a song or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure how a ghost owns a bar if they're dead that would pass to their heirs, but
yeah. Jenny Bingham's ghost. So this is so niche. In another game I ran, Jenny ran the same bar and it was a pathway to the Yawning Portal, I think. Anyways, doesn't matter. Sextants, right? So Rosamond, she floats up and she says, successful hunting.
You still got a couple more to go, but good haul for the first couple minutes.
Is there anything I can try to help you find?
We still have to find some stuff on Odin and possibly Loki. And then I'm going to see if I can find anything on the meat of poetry.
Odin's a big section.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Do we want to dive into these while we have them, or do we want to go get everything we can and then bring it back and start cataloging it?
I think that's a you question. What do you think would be...
So here's the thing. Books, not really my thing. But I've got these three. I can go with you guys to like wherever you're looking, but I think this is for now. Like, I don't need a whole lot of info on Odin yet. So like I can start reading these books because I'm not going to be a whole lot of help finding stuff. So how about we'll go wherever and I'll read my books and get started on these.
I don't have anything yet, so I haven't started reading anything. You have your books?
Yeah, I actually found some really good ones. I'll show you what I found.
Do you allow
I almost said Jenny too. Rosamund to see.
I mean, I'm assuming Rosamund can see anyway. Yeah. So.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
How you played that?
Yeah. She takes it in stride. Okay.
Well, yeah. I'll go get Odin stuff. And,
so, should we help you try to find some stuff first?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that.
As you're, because it takes a while to walk. She says, "If you're looking for meat of poetry." That's probably, you'll probably get there before you get to the, or you will get there before you get to the Odin stuff.
Oh, I thought it was in the Odin stuff. Where, whereabouts?
She's like, well,
Okay.
Sorry, I'm a little extra snarky today. I don't mean it. Yeah, So, we can try there. There's also poetry. Which is further down. Poetry's weird. Am I right?
I mean, yeah.
Anyways, maybe that's just me. So, you find the M section. And it's pretty big. It's bigger than the C section. That sounds weird.
The C section. Cesarean section.
Roll. You get out on the platform.
22.
Hot dog.
This new beholder dice is awesome.
So, you go solo. And you find, well, I say, does anyone want to go with him?
Yeah, we went. Yeah.
Okay.
We went. If we're going to the M section too, I'm going to also look for Marijan.
Oh, cool. Later. Yeah. Okay. So, Dindal, so you rolled 22. Bracken, go ahead and roll, and we'll come to you in a second. So you find it's fairly large book. It says the accounts of the passing of hands of the meat of poetry.
Hmm. All right. I think I got what I need. Other than some brewing techniques and stuff, this looks like exactly what I'm looking for.
So, Danny, this book will take you 6 days to read.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
It's a big one. Yeah, so, an account of the passing of hands of the meat of poetry, and then Bracken, you rolled for the Marjan.
Mm-hmm. 17.
Okay. Yeah, you find two books, sorry, short circuit, the Marjan and their healing ways.
Okay.
And then the Marjan's corruption.
Okay.
As you pull the book out of the shelf,
which one?
The second book.
Okay.
Roll dexterity for me.
Dexterity check or save?
Dexterity check.
Yeah, that tracks. Yep, I have luck. I'm gonna do a luck. Much better. Dex 22.
Okay. So the way you catch the book, so you gotta pull it out and it like slips from your grasp.
Mm-hmm.
So you catch it real quick.
Yeah.
When you do, you open it just to like look at what mm-hmm. page you landed on. So there's a subheading and it says, an account of the girl with the clockwork arm. And you read like,
yep.
You're like,
I just kind of freeze looking at it.
And the thought that comes into your head is, why is this accounting?
Yeah.
Because you know how old Marion is.
Mm-hmm. She's like real old, right?
No.
Isn't she? I thought she was.
No. Mm-mm. She's like maybe in her 40s.
Okay. As far as we know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
she is half elven. No, yeah. She's human.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't she have a thing with one of the...
Yeah. She was with Hollick.
She was with Hollick. I thought she was really old, though.
No.
I thought she was old, like, in her 60s or 70s.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought she was a half-elf in her 60s or 70s, but yeah. That's...
Still I would have old. To go back and look at her character sheet.
Yeah. She's still human age.
Yeah.
Okay, she's not, like, hundreds like I thought. No. Okay. And this was in the Marijan's Corruption?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you read it, and it's word, it's almost word, you know, there's differences in account because it's third person instead of Marion telling the story. But it is word for word.
Like it's, her story?
Yeah.
Or what she told us?
Yes. So the way that it reads, though, is like a physician wrote it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You know, we treated her this way, blah, 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 blah. These are the
what things. She told us happened from a different perspective.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And, like, the dates are recent. Like, within... So, Hostis Stonesphere, so his father... I'd have to go back. Danny, I sent you a list of like the kings. This would have happened during Hostis's father's reign, and it's like that's notated there in the margin.
Okay.
The Marjan margin.
Yeah. I'm kicking myself because I pulled that up the other day. It took me forever to find it. I think it's in our text. It's our text thread, Danny, from like 3 years ago.
And just, I'm not going to read it right this second, but just glancing, does it mention Marion's name specifically? Does it mention her by name or does it say the girl?
It just says a patient.
Okay.
And there are other accountings after her.
Yeah. I'll dig through more of it later. When you say the dates are recent, like within the last
40 years, 60 years, somewhere in that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, like, so Hostis is only in his 40s. Okay. So he's not, I mean, he became the king early. He was 12 or 13 when he became king. So the tail end of his father's reign.
Do you say anything to us?
I don't say anything, but I'm also just kind of staring at the book.
What's that? What's that book?
I just kind of show the page that I'm on to Kathra.
Mm-hmm.
The title. The book's called Marijan's Corruption. But it has... Is it... Are you guys with us? I can't remember. Or, well, Dimedal
is. Dimedal is.
I'm sitting... I'm just sitting wherever you guys got on the...
Okay.
Wait,
how is that possible?
I don't know.
Dindal?
What's up?
This book is called The Marijan's Corruption, but in it, it's almost word for word Marion's story. I show him, like, the title. The heading of this is The Account of the Girl with a Clockwork Arm. And, I mean, the dates, everything seems to line up. with what she told us. I mean, this is almost exactly what she said, just from, I guess, a different perspective. But
I don't understand how that's possible.
How could the book be in here when no one's been in here for... And I look over at Rosemond. I thought you said no one's been here. How are books that are... Is there some sort of...
These are new.
How is a new book in here? Or newer?
Did you not know it's a living library?
What does that mean?
It means that as history is recorded...
As...
Books are written.
So as things are happening, books are created and...
And appear?
Yeah, that's why there's no authors.
Oh.
That's actually very helpful, but...
How?
I don't understand.
Do you know how this happens? Is there...
It's part of the magic of this place, I think.
You wanna turn on your magic sense?
I mean, I did before, and everything is slightly magical. None of it's crazy, but I...
Did you do it in the room with all the books yet?
Yeah. I've done it when down in the C section.
Oh, okay.
But I'll do it again here.
No. Yeah. If you already did it, then yeah, don't waste it. But
I mean, I can do it as many times as I want.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just do it again.
Yeah. Same
thing. Deal. Yeah. Everything's lately magic, but I guess it's the magical creation of the books themselves.
You know, I kind of... It's making more sense that we come here now.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
So, literally everything that's ever happened, we'll find a book for it here? Is that really what...
This is literally my greatest dream.
Well, we've lost Dindal forever.
I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Do you say that out loud or... Like... Is that Danny playing or is that Dindal?
That's Dindal. What?
What's your alignment?
Neutral good, I think.
Do you feel that down in your bones? Like you're like, I'm never leaving.
I mean, this is amazing. Why? Is she asking me that?
No. This is Jordan as the DM asking.
Oh, I thought that was Rosemond asking me that. No, I just mean, like, Dindal's like, this is the greatest thing ever. Not like a literal, like, thing. Why? Am I having an alignment shift?
Yeah.
Okay, to?
Neutral.
Neutral, okay.
Your, like... Your blood gets a little hot. Like you don't, like you can't pin it. You can't pin that something has changed. So it's a little meta, but because of your draconic bloodline, and dragons and hordes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So if it's a deal where Dindal truly, like, even if he voices, like, that lust for a horde.
All right.
And right now, it's a spark.
Yeah.
You know.
If you say that out loud and Galen's there, he's like, yeah, just don't forget you got to go fix the whole Estricus thing.
Killjoy.
No, kill Prince. You gotta fix that.
Okay, fine. I guess there's other stuff we have to do.
Alright. So, is there anything else you want to look for in here for right now? You have well over, like, a week's worth of research already. And there's the whole atrium you haven't even looked at yet.
Yep.
Yeah. You're not wrong. We're never leaving here. As we are going back, I'm gonna try to see if Nara still's back yet, or if he can.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if. So I'm just gonna grab my necklace, and I'm gonna say, "Hey, are you there?"
Instead of vocally responding, your vision changes. And you see him, he's flying. He looks, and you actually, like, you recognize the coast of Astrakis. Or, like, the bear, like, yeah. The coast of Astrakis.
Okay.
And you get this feeling of frustration. Like they're hunting, mm-hmm. like their prey is eluding them.
Okay. Hey, I hope you're okay. You don't necessarily feel okay, but I'm in the library. Like, actually here, in it, getting books.
Yeah. There's, again, he doesn't respond right. vocally, but there's a guttural, like, growl. In a good yeah. way.
Also, we're in Relka.
And he, like, he goes, like, he climbs... gains altitude and you get this feeling of like this is gonna feel weird.
Uh-oh.
And Bracken is feeling this through the bond all the way down. And you can sense when he shifts out of that draconic form, and you sense him shift. And he goes, now you hear his voice in your head. He mm-hmm. goes, I don't have long.
Yeah.
But that's amazing. Relka, that's so far away.
We literally, like, went through a room and ended up here. Time has also been super weird.
I can't wait to hear more.
All right.
I've got to go now.
Be safe.
And he draconic forms again.
Then I'll pull out.
He skydived for love. Right?
I will break the connection.
Okay. Rosamund says, that's a fun party trick. You just, like, go all wide-eyed?
Yeah, just talking to a friend.
Okay.
It's...
like a good... like a...
a friend.
She gets, like, a flirty face. Like a good friend or, like, a...
just a friend.
She says friend, and every time she does, Bracken's like staying behind Catherine, just doing air quotes.
What is this?
Don't worry about it.
It's bunny ears.
Bunny ears. Got it.
Pretty much.
Gang signs.
Her friend's got bunny ears.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
just like a big key ring kind of thing with just like bunches of sets of bunny ears.
That is not true. None of this is true. You remember what we said about the worst?
Yep,
the
worst.
You never said anything about barbarians being the worst, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Barbarians are the worst.
Also the worst. Somehow three of them.
Also the allergic to bunnies, where I was.
Can you be allergic when you're dead?
You want to find out?
Bring it on.
Oh, good gracious.
Sorry, that was a little aggro of me. I didn't mean it.
Sorry. It's okay. You're not the first person who's threatened my life.
Spirit of the moment.
Oh. Anyway. Okay. We should probably start reading books.
I'm not reading everybody's books, right?
No.
Okay, good.
No doubt.
I mean, not good. I would totally do it, but we'd be here for a lot longer.
Mm.
Good. No.
So having found... things that you were searching for. You make your way back into the atrium. And that's where we're going to end this episode of A Crack in the Plan. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kirstead.